Welcome to the On the Pursuit podcast, where we connect with entrepreneurs, movers, shakers, and business owners who've built amazing things on the pursuit of their goals and dreams. And I'm your host, Brendan Boyd.
On the Pursuit podcast, my name is Brendan Boyd. On the podcast, what we do is we connect with 6, 7, 8-figure earners. It's early in the morning right now. I had to connect with my guy, Prada Jones. What's up, bro?
What's up, brother? How you
We've been trying to get together for a couple of days. Yeah. My schedule's been kind of crazy. And shout out to the traffic out here, which is definitely making things a little bit more difficult.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I was behind. You were handsomely behind. You know what I'm saying?
I was moments behind.
You know what I mean? So you help people get access to funding. You educate them on what they can do with obviously with the money.
Sure.
And then, you know, you just help point people in the right direction. So, like, I'm gonna be honest, man. I wish I had access to someone like yourself when I first started my business. I didn't even know that, getting access to capital was a thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I know struggling to really operate a business and using all of the cash that you have,
right,
you know, could put you in a position where you could be strapped.
Of course.
Especially if you're waiting for, you know, income to come in or deliverables to be, to be delivered, obviously.
Right.
You know, it puts you in a position where you could be compromised. Like, you can't go out and buy more products and services.
Absolutely.
To make more money because you're still waiting for the bread.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So, like, you know, what got you in this position to you know, start offering, this, you know, these services? And, you know, what did you see that, you know, was a void in the marketplace that you could fill?
Well, that exact thing, right? Basically, for me, I was always using cash on everything I did.
Yeah.
And when you run out of cash, you have nowhere to look. For most of us, we're the underdogs and we're from the inner cities where we really don't have anybody to say, hey, give me a loan or believe in this dream I have. And someone reaches out and says, well, here's $50,000, here's $100,000. So fortunately for me, I had a few bucks laying around, so I was able to start things.
Yeah.
But the more ventures that you want to begin, the less cash you have when you're only working with liquidity, right?
Gotcha.
So I had to tap into the banks. My story basically was from a medical supply situation. I had a store in East Orange, and, you know, I was waiting around for a lot of different state approvals. They had to come and inspect the place, things like that, and before you know it, I ran out of cash waiting for that inspection. Mm. So
what was the gap? Like how much time are we talking about?
Oh, man. I was waiting like 6 months before they reached out to me.
That's a long time.
I had to maintain the place. I had employees already because I just knew I didn't want to sit in there. Like, this is before mentorship. This is way back, right? I just jumped into something that I just thought or heard was great. And it was actually a great business, but I didn't have the guidance to actually pursue that at the time. So I ran out of cash fast. 6 months in, I went to the bank to try to leverage, you know, some time and basically get to the next step until the state came. Because I'm waiting for insurance approved. I want to be taking insurances. I don't want to take cash. Everything in the medical field is insurance based. So that's what I'm waiting for. I didn't get it. I went to the bank, sat down, explained my whole story, told them how much money I've been spending, how much money we're going to make. Mm. I gave them the whole nine yards, right? I explained my whole life. I was begging at that time, basically, right?
And to get access to the cash.
To the cash. And they denied me, ultimately. They didn't tell me why. They didn't tell me because my credit score was low or, you know, you didn't have enough trade lines. You didn't have the right data points. They don't give you any guidance on how to actually get the loan.
Mm.
So this is when I started my journey of understanding credit. And from that point on, I was able to tap in, do it for myself, do it for my family and my friends, and open up multiple businesses along the way.
What's up, y'all? Listen, if you are a business owner or entrepreneur and you juggling your email, your text messages, you don't have a CRM, you don't have any automation, you don't even have your social media posts scheduled, I have the solution for you. What you wanna do is tap into the lead attraction system. This is an all-in-one system that's gonna handle your text messaging, your email, your CRM, your invoices, get you paid, your digital products, your memberships, your courses, your funnels, and also, it's an all-in-one solution. So you can get rid of all these other things. It's in one system, you pay one price every single month, and they also have a weekly office hours so you could tap in and learn while you are breaking in the system. So I don't know what you're waiting for. Tap into the lead attraction system. The link is below. Grab this all-in-one system. Grow your business. I'm going to see you guys on the next one.
I guess one of my questions is, even with that,
yeah,
and you know, you talking about you was tapping into the banks. Did you know that? Did you know that that was where the capital was, or like who kind of like directed you to say, kind of, you know, this is a route that you can go to get access to capital to solve your problems? Like where did you connect the dots there?
Well, to be honest, I'm from Newark, right? Newark, New Jersey. You know, Essex County. For the short time you've been in New Jersey, it's not the best place to live.
Yeah.
Right. It have certain places in Essex County, but my part of Essex County, Newark, East Orange, not the best. So I used to take trips to like Hoboken in the city.
Yeah.
Right. And this is where my sister grew up, and she went to college. She's around all the financial guys, and okay, I would hang out with her. And hanging out with her, I used to always listen to conversations in the bars and everywhere else. And guys were never talking about cash.
Mm.
Like, they never talked about cash. When they talked about investment banking, it was always about leveraging the bank's money.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to get this loan. We're going to get this. We're going to get that. They never said, oh, I got to go find my savings. So based on those kind of conversations, I got hit to the credit game.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And that's how I took off with it.
And that's actually a really big situation, man. I remember having my clothing company back in the day, and we operated for like 10 years, but we were using our own money.
Yeah.
Like, you spending the bread, holding all the inventory.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if the timing was off, we had to take a loss on that.
Right.
You know, so what were some of the things that you learned doing that kind of opened up your eyes and be like, wow, like the capital's really there, it's untapped. You know, I can get access to it, and I can teach other people how to get access to it too.
And I'm not gonna lie, it took me years to really understand it, right? A few years. And then when we hit the pandemic, you've seen everybody kind of talking about it. And this is great because during the pandemic, we seen a lot of people have time to have personal development because they were sitting slow or sitting down and sitting still.
Yep.
Right. So that was great. And for me, I was always big on personal development, bro. Always. And I took time out to focus on that. And that's how I basically got this knowledge. And based on that knowledge, I'm like, all right, this is what we're going to do. I see everybody get into the game or start a business, make money. And then when they make money, they take those same profits to invest back into the business. Mm-hmm. So when do you really get to enjoy the money that you work for?
Yeah.
Okay, so for me, I'm like, I'm going to switch up that model. I'm going to get access to the money, get the education for whatever industry it is that I want to pursue.
Yeah.
Use the capital from the bank, make the money, make the profits, take those profits, keep it in my pocket, and continuously use the bank's money.
So you're talking about basically like leveling up for free.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. I don't know if y'all
100% picked up on that, bro.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a bra, so shout out to my guy left over here. So basically, I'm going to take the bread that's in his pocket.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take it from his pocket.
Absolutely.
I'm going to give it a product.
Sure.
Product going to give me the game.
Yep.
Right? Now, I didn't use none of my money.
None.
I got the game from product.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use this game to create more capital.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I'm going to hit left back.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And I'm up now.
And you up.
I could just repeat.
Absolutely, bro. It's arbitrage,
yeah,
man. Facts. That's it. That's how we do it. That's essentially how everything works here. If you're from the streets, you know this already, even though you don't even understand it. You know what I mean? You find one person that has something and somebody else that needs it.
Yep.
You sit in the middle and say, hey, okay, I know B has, let's say it's a house. Yeah. Let's just call it a house. B has a house. He's selling it for $50,000. Left needs a house. He's an investor. And he's like, man, my budget is like 60 grand. I go to B and say, hey, B, you say you got a house? He says, yeah, 50K. I want 50K for what? I go back to Left and say, hey, Left, I found somebody who has a house for 70,000.
Mm.
Left's like, I don't really want to pay 70, but I'll pay 60. Cool. Let me find out, Left, if it's going to work. I go back to BB, says 50. I say, cool. Left, here's 60. I make 10.
Facts.
Right in the middle. I never touched anything. Didn't have the leverage credit.
Yep.
So you can actually get in the game in so many different ways.
No fulfillment.
No sales.
Crazy.
Just leverage.
You're just showing somebody something that they already want.
Yep.
And then you're taking care of somebody that has something that they want to get off.
100%.
And you're right in the middle.
Right in the middle, man.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's essentially what we do with the credit. You know what I mean? We go to the bank. We get the money for free.
Mm-hmm.
We go spend it somewhere else.
Yep.
That's you know, whatever investment it is. It could be your situation. It could be your business. It could be your service. Or it could be someone else's.
Yeah.
Right? Because you can invest in me. Cool. I can do it. You get the money. You let me do it. And then you take your PC. You take your points off the top and you pay back whoever, you know, lent the money. That's basically how this whole thing works.
So when it comes to funding, what are some of the interesting places where people can actually get access to capital that they may not even know?
Well, I always use this example is Key Bank. That's number one, right?
Yeah,
this is
Key.
Yeah, Key is crazy. I don't know if you guys got Key in L.A., but right here in Tri-State, they're in New York heavy. They'll give you a line of credit up to $50,000 with no financials. That means you don't have to have any bank statements, any tax returns. All you need to do is have a structured profile.
Mm.
And I want to go deep on the structured profile because I hear a lot of guys talking about all you need is a 700 score, 720 score, whatever the score may be. I don't care if you had an 800 score. You can get denied for funding.
Yeah.
You can get denied for funding because you're not structured properly. There's tiers of different trade lines on your credit report that you need to hit. Tier one to tier three primarily. Tier one, that's your Chase, your Citibank, your Wells Fargo, your Chase. Did I say Chase?
Yeah.
Let's say it again. Citibank.
Citibank, Wells Fargo.
Bank of America.
Bank of, okay.
That's the four, right? Mm-hmm. Then you got the tier twos. That's like your Key Bank, TD Bank, Capital One, Amex, Discover. All those regional banks that's probably on your side of the states and not on my side, mm-hmm. that's your tier two.
Okay.
Then you have tier threes, credit unions and community banks, all right? When you start getting the tier fours, Macy Card, your store cards, mm-hmm. Merrick Bank, First Premier, what else? Open Sky, all these, like, I call them poop cards because you build a relationship with them and they're not going to give you anything else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're spending time with them. It's like, and I say this example all the time with the females. Imagine a female spending time with a dude 12 months, 18 months, and they don't get anything else out of that. It's just like, you know what, this is what we're going to do.
Yo, I've been there. I've been there. I'm looking at y'all directly in the camera right now. I know what y'all talking about. I've been there.
You know?
I know what it is.
So I was like, yo, nah, hell no. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
Nothing out the deal.
Spent massive time on nothing. So it's like, don't do that. You know what I mean? Tier one and tier three. And this is going to ultimately give you more access to funding on a business side.
Damn.
Structure your personal setup, personal profile in order to go to the bank and get business funding. That's the setup.
So, bro, so what I'm hearing is a couple of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can be set up as an individual with a very handsome profile.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Or you know, for my woman out there, pretty profile, whatever the case may be, right?
Sure.
And you can run up a bag from tier threes, tier twos, tier ones.
Absolutely.
Get access to all that capital.
Absolutely.
On the personal side.
Sure.
But then you structure properly, you can have that whole business side and get access to more capital over here.
Absolutely.
Right? And so basically you got access on the business side and access on the personal side.
You do. You have access on both sides. But yet for me, I don't promote getting access to the personal for investment purposes.
Mm.
Only on the business side, because what happens is, the personal is the goose that lays golden business eggs.
Oh, okay.
All right. So
put that.
If the goose isn't happy, she's not going to produce golden business eggs. She may still produce eggs, but they're going to be discolored. They're not going to come out, you know.
Yeah.
It's like you don't want that. So you keep the goose happy. The goose is your personal profile, meaning the structure is proper. The utilization is low.
So let's talk about
you know what I mean.
Like what are the pieces so they know what a really nice attractive structure is so you can go get these back.
Definitely payment history. Payment history is number one. That's like the biggest piece, right? Making sure you always paid on time. Making sure you have multiple accounts that you're paying on time, right? Because you don't just want to have one. Let me step into that for a second. 3 to 5 credit cards is really all you need.
Okay.
On your personal profile.
Yeah.
I don't care about whatever these other guys are talking about. They tell you get hundreds of cards on your personal, which is taking your history every time you get a new personal card.
Yeah.
3 to 5 is all you need. Let those things age out. That's keeping the goose happy. Utilization low. Keep the utilization low. Preferably, the closer to zero, the better. Under 10% is acceptable.
Okay, so that means if I have a $1,000 credit limit, I can only spend about $100 on it.
You can spend a whole $1,000 if you choose to. But there's a difference between usage and utilization.
Gotcha.
All right. Yep. So you can use it as you please, but by the time it's time to report that debt,
it need to be
it has to be back down under 10%.
Yep.
I got all right. You. So, and this is the structure before we go for funding under the business. All right. So personal structure, we got payment history, utilization.
Yeah.
We're talking about inquiries. Keep your inquiries low, right? So that means don't just frivolously be applying. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yep.
Like, don't go to Macy's, don't go to, you know, Best Buy, don't go everywhere and just keep running your credit. Keep your utilization low, keep your inquiries low, and you'll be able to get more funding under the personal and under the business. What else do we have? Essentially, that's really it. You know, that's the main pieces of it. Having utilization low, yep, inquiries low, having no derogatories, obviously. Yep. We don't want collections, bankruptcies, yep, charge-offs, all those type of things. If you do have that, reach out to somebody, get some credit repair, tap in with me, I'll give you the whole system. Like, I don't care about credit repair.
Yeah.
Truthfully, I think that's the worst thing, but 220 million people suffer from bad credit.
Yeah, that's
so I know it's an important thing.
Yeah, nah,
you know
sure
what I mean? Yep. So we gotta be intentional about our credit, making sure that we understand credit, because we don't have a good relationship with credit.
What's up, y'all? So I want to take a second to speak to my creators. So whether you currently got a podcast or think about launching a podcast, maybe you got a YouTube channel and you think about launching a YouTube channel. Here are the facts. Did you know that 9 out of 10 creators actually quit because they don't have anyone to hold them accountable? That's why all you need to do, right, click that link below, join my Action Takers community, because not only are we going to hold you accountable, we're going to teach you how to execute at a higher level, plus give you access to principles and strategies to grow your mindset and generate more revenue. So what are you waiting for? Click that link below and join one of the fastest growing content and accountability communities. All right, I'll see you on the inside.
So someone right now that has bad credit,
yeah,
right, they want to get an attractive profile.
Yeah.
They want to pole position themselves to get, you know, business credit, or just have a nice, you know, business position to get access to that funding.
Yeah.
So they can make moves.
Yeah.
But I know that there's people that have done that,
mm-hmm,
and then they end up back.
Sure.
So where and how are they getting the education to sustain, you know, once they start having a really good profile? You know, because without the education, without the understanding,
yeah,
and the changed mindset,
yeah,
they're going to be back to where they were before they fixed the situation and got attracted.
Yeah. Well, I mean, part of it is actually just...
Because I think, not to cut you off, but I've seen it before. Even myself early on, like when I was younger,
yeah,
like I paid somebody to fix something. I might, yeah, not know what's going on.
Yeah.
And then I'm back at it, right?
Right,
so,
right.
So how do we stop someone from being in that seat?
Of destroying the credit after it gets fixed.
Yeah, because like if they pay somebody to fix it and,
yeah,
it gets fixed, they're,
yeah,
like, okay, dude, it's going to be about, you know, two, yeah, months, 3 months. All right, I got you back right now. I can get you access to this.
Yeah.
If they pay somebody to do it, they don't really know what's going on.
Right.
The behavior's not changed. The mindset's not changed.
Yeah.
They could be back where they were before they, you know. So
you got to definitely emerge in the information.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be around it. All right. If I want to, like back in high school, when I wanted to get girls,
yeah,
I hung around the guys that got girls.
So you was hanging around with me, bro.
Then
you get locked.
It was me and B. You know, it was rolling. Okay.
When right now, you want to hang out with me. I ain't getting nut.
You know what I mean? So when I want to play sports, I hung around with the guys, the, yeah, athletes. You know what I mean? And we balled. And that's how I learned. So you can't say you want to learn something and then you're not around the people that's teaching it,
yeah,
or
yeah,
the people,
yeah,
that's actively doing it.
Yeah.
All right. Because that alone is going to rub off on you and you're going to start understanding a better relationship with credit.
Yeah, yeah.
All right? Okay. So you fix the credit, you build the credit, you get the funding.
Fix the credit, build the credit, get the funding.
That's like it.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
obviously you have a goal now. So you having fixed credit is going to say, all right, now I need to go to step two, which is to build my credit. So it's not just, oh, B fixed my credit. Now I can just go back to Macy's. You know, yeah, I always talk about Macy's.
Yeah,
you go back to Macy's and get a credit card. No, you don't need to do that because we're using the credit to strategically leverage at, mm-hmm, this point, because we can't save $100,000. The average household, yeah, in America, no, will never see $100,000 in their bank account.
No, that's facts.
All right?
That's facts.
So if $100,000 is stopping you from making millions of dollars and you can't save it, well, how are you going to get it? You're going to steal? You're going to rob? What are you going to do? No, you're going to leverage your credit because you're going to take time.
I'm DMing product.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Where's my phone at? You know what I'm saying?
You're going to take that time.
$100,000. DM product, $100,000.
Let's go. $100,000, man, that's it. You take that time, structure your credit profile, access funding from the banks, then you make your investments, man. Make those passive and semi-passive investments, and you chill out.
Yo, so you're making the game sound very easy, right?
Yeah.
And I don't mean to simplify it and make people that are watching this or listening feel like, okay, it's just that simple.
Right.
But when you really feel like you know, when you come around and you start knowing the information,
yeah,
it starts to become simple.
Absolutely.
Right? Everything that's difficult is not really difficult. It's just difficult to you because you don't really understand.
Absolutely.
Right? But you're talking about fixing it,
yep.
building it, and then having access to it, which then opens up all these other doors.
Yes.
Plus, now that you got the information, you can go out and monetize the information and help the next person. Because you said it was, over 200 million people that are suffering from this situation?
This is true. This is true. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And this is why I believe most people that hear it is tainted by the information because they don't understand it. They think it's always fraud. How are you going to access this kind of money? Who's going to just give you money?
Yep.
I've done it. Many of my friends and family members have done it, and they can do it, too. You can do it, too. So, you know, just my thing is this. Little side note, man. Whatever it is that you want to do, you got to do it now.
Yep.
Just do it now. Start now.
Yeah.
You know, there's a law of diminishing intent. The longer you wait to actually do something, the better the odds that you actually will never do that thing.
That's a super fact. The law of diminishing intent.
We got to get to it right now, man. So many people that intended to do things. I intend to lose weight. I intend to get a job, a new job this year. I intend to join one of Prada's Discord classes or whatever. And they never do. There's no follow-up.
Yeah. So why do you think that is, bro?
Bro, I have no clue, man. I really don't know. I believe we're just distracted by so many things that really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
Back to the personal development, personal growth. If I'm taking time aside to say, like you're like, man, I'm going to do podcasts. Mm. That's what I'm going to do. Nothing's going to stop me from doing podcasts. Yeah. I don't care if my
girl calls.
Not even New Jersey traffic. Not even the product's like, yo, I got the play of the year. I'm doing podcasts, bro. I'll see you later. Yeah. Let me focus on this. And once I'm done this, I'll move on to the next thing.
That's a fact. Yeah.
You know, personal development is a compounding thing. Mm-hmm. Once you get that first, you know, layer, it doesn't go anywhere.
No, I don't.
It just keeps adding
It's like the next peg.
Yes.
It's just built on top of that
peg.
That's it. You know, so a friend of mine was telling me, she was like, her whole thing was stacking six-figure skill sets.
Yeah, I like that.
You know what I mean?
I like
so
that.
So, like, she, like, you know, she was crazy with the brows. Boom.
Yeah.
Then she got crazy with, like, you know, helping people, you know, with the body.
Yes.
You know saying, like, the sculpting. Boom.
Yes.
Then she got the actual suite.
Yes.
Boom. Then she taught people how to get the suite.
You know what?
Like, she was just stacking the skill sets.
Do you hear what she's saying to you? She's giving you the verticals, bro.
Yeah, the verticals.
Not the horizontals. Yeah, Everybody thinks multiple streams of income means, oh, I'm going to do trucking.
Yeah.
I'm going to do Airbnb. I'm going to get some podcast money.
Yeah.
I'm going to sell credit products. I'm going to do all these different things that are not associated with each other.
Yeah.
She's giving you eyebrows, body. She's probably doing hair. Yeah. And then once she understands.
My daughter's doing the nails.
Come on.
In the same shop.
The whole setup.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's how it's supposed
Shout
to go.
Shout out to the brow baddie, by the way.
Let's go, brow. Brow body. Let's get it. That's fire, man. You know? So, you know, like any business that you're in, any industry you're in, find multiple ways to make money in that industry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In so many ways. Like you said, first, the way it works is you get a job, you learn. Let's say we're in a studio.
Yeah.
I intern, or maybe I'm getting paid to be an engineer. Great. Next thing I do is I'm like, you know what? I think I want to own a studio.
Facts.
Right? I want to own a studio. I want to actually be a business owner of a studio because I understand how studios work. So I worked at a studio. Now I own a studio. Okay. So now let me teach people how to do the same thing that I've been doing. I'm teaching engineers how to be engineers. I'm teaching business owners how to own studios.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And maybe I franchise my own studio. Yeah. I'm like, yo, I have a concept, a proof of concept. You want me to set you up one just like this?
Mm-hmm.
Pay me.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I never left what I'm doing, bro. It's all in the same exact thing. Like, you don't have to, I got a studio. So you know what? Maybe I'll start hiring or better yet, signing rappers. That's too far-fetched.
Yeah,
stay in your lane.
Yep.
It sounds similar, but even that is too far. It's like, do what you know best, which is studio work.
Yep.
You don't have to get into the music industry itself. Just stay in the studio.
How much have you gotten somebody access to, you know what I'm saying? And it could be multiple rounds, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
What's a number that you help someone get access to so they can, you know, invest in different businesses or just
have
a line?
So when I have enough time with someone that I can actually work with, right, and they're not coming in desperate because that's the only time people look for money when they actually need it,
which is the
worst time.
Yep.
For the individual that I could work with that's like, hey, I have an idea that I want to pursue at some point, so I just want to prepare myself and get ready.
Yeah.
We've cracked nearly $1 million in like 90 days.
So that means someone right now that you've helped has access. And I know this to be true because I got a friend of mine that got access to over $1 million in credit.
Yes.
That means you can make moves right now.
Yes, you can make major moves. Actually, the latest person.
In 90 days.
90 days. Yeah. The latest person that I've done it with, we actually are closing on a 61-unit or 61-bed ALF, assisted living facility in Detroit. I actually got to fly out.
And that's for seniors?
Yes.
Yeah.
Seniors, and I know some bread and group homes, yep. Things like that. And, you know, we're doing that. He became a partner of mine based on coming through my mentorship, understanding how to access and leverage his credit, yeah. Right? And now he's got all this capital. He's like, what to do with it?
Yeah.
So he stays right with me. I got the plays. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know what I mean? Let's lock in. Yeah. And now he's going to be getting money passively. Like that's,
all right. So
that's essentially what we
I want people to really understand what you're talking about because
yeah.
What you just shared is amazing,
yeah.
But I don't want people to be, you know, overwhelmed by that.
Right.
Right? And I don't want people also to feel like credit may not be for them because they might be scared of it.
Sure.
Or, you know, the way they were brought up in their family or how they believe that, you know,
sure.
It's all cash, whatever the case may be, and then stay away from the credit.
Yeah.
But basically,
anyone
can be positioned
anyone.
To have access
yes.
to this type of leverage.
Yes.
And then really, out of position or not, to really have to be jammed up.
Absolutely.
And it's any industry.
Any industry.
Any person. Any color, any creed, any gender.
I don't care.
Any ethnicity. Anyone can get access to the bread
do it.
And change their situation.
Yes.
And you telling me right now that it could be in as early as 90 days.
Everyone's
different, obviously. Everyone's coming to the game different.
If you're coming from scratch,
yeah.
You're not going to see the same results as somebody who's been building credit for the last 5 years.
Got you.
But does it mean that you can't access anything?
Yeah.
But you can, you know, still access a 50K line of credit here and there, you know?
Which helps.
Absolutely.
Yeah, which helps, yeah.
Absolutely, 100%. It's just now you can't invest with me with the ALFs. You got to go do something else that's going to generate
you
some
money. You got something for them.
Yeah,
of course. Something for them.
We'll go get an Airbnb or two.
That's cool.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Make 2K passively profit, right? After we pay all expenses, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's easy, man. It's really easy once you have the access to the money and you have the knowledge. Can't just have the access to the money because you can still fumble.
Yep.
You need the mentorship.
That's why I was asking.
You need the mentorship.
You need the mentorship.
I'm not jumping in the podcast unless I'm talking to you. That's how I go. I want to do podcasts.
Yep.
I need the advice of the
OG. And I'm going to teach y'all how to get that bread without brand deal sponsorships or a large audience.
Come on,
it ain't
talk that
really
talk.
In what y'all think it is.
Yeah.
The money is in other nuances.
Yes.
Bro, that's crazy.
Yes, bro.
I really wish that I would have, you know, not only just met someone like you when I had my clothing company,
right.
But just had the mindset to look outward.
Right.
You know?
It's not your fault.
I fumbled $1 billion bag in clothing, and it's because I didn't understand mechanical patents.
Okay.
And we created, like, you got our pair of jogging sweats, bro.
Right.
We created that.
Yeah.
In Boston.
Really?
So basically, we was like, because sweatpants were just
always
big baggy.
Yes.
Loose.
Yes.
Right? So, you know, we sat down with a buyer. They was requesting something. You know, slim and sleek.
Yeah.
It was me, my business partner, him. We just sat in the office.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, what if we just cut this cuff off this this sweatpant and just put it at the bottom? You know what I'm saying? And we did that. We had funding in, production in China. And,
my God.
You know, so we got the samples. We sent it out. They were selling. No mechanical patent, no real marketing, no real rollout, no real claim, nothing.
Back to mentorship, bro.
We know it went crazy, bro.
Back to mentorship,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
if you had the guidance at that time, we wouldn't even be sitting right now.
I mean, we would, but it would.
Nah, I don't know.
We would've.
I don't know, B.
You would have. Nah, you're probably right.
Maybe in L.A. in the penthouse right now.
I wouldn't be in the old country, bro. You know what I'm saying? But I'll tell you what. The reason why I feel like we may have is because of your vibe. It's because of your vibration level.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The reason why I said it is because if you guys are watching this pod, you never seen or heard of Prodigy Jones before.
Yeah.
Or if you are watching it and you know what his content's like, you will know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I feel like we probably would have been attracted to each other. Maybe a different setting.
I dig that.
I would have been Billion Dollar B.
I dig that.
You know what I'm saying? You probably would have had the helicopter in on a yacht or something. But we would have been doing it.
No, I dig that.
Yeah. So, yo, I'm really appreciative of the way that you put out the information to attract someone that may be your ideal client to then teach them the information that they need to learn so they can make the moves that you really just shared.
This is the thing, B. Just to that point, I don't have an ideal client. I want to just impact the world, bro.
No, but you do. You know, I'm going to tell you.
Maybe you're right. Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you why you do.
Yeah.
You probably have a deeper impact once you narrow it in. And sure. I'm not saying you're doing nothing bad because you're doing something great.
Sure.
But your ideal client may not be a specific avatar per se.
Yes.
But it's those that connect with the way that you communicate.
Yes, I got you.
Your messaging.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Because the way that you do funding and the way that you do financial literacy the way you do may be different for the next person.
I agree.
Right? There may be, you know, let's say... a woman who's fired as well, but her tone's different. Her appearance is different. The way she dresses is different.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So the way you carry yourself, the vibration, the energy level, you know what I'm saying? Your charisma.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
That is what's bringing.
Yeah.
So now if you sit back and you like, okay, cool. Let me do a little client audit.
Yeah.
All right, I've helped XYZ amount of people. Mm-hmm. What's the highest percentage of people that I helped that's similar?
Sure.
Okay, boom. Okay, this looks a little closer to my ideal.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
And then if you just kind of like, then just tying up a little bit on that, you'll probably see more of that potential person.
You're right.
But, I'm here obviously to share the information, but I'm also attracted to the way you put out the messaging and the content and present yourself online, which I feel like is why you're able to help the amount of people you help and get them the results.
I agree. I'm not the first guy or first person that's been speaking on
the information.
Yeah, it's been out here, right? And that's how I learned. I learned from others that were doing it, right? From different descents and different cultures, actually, because they had information, to be honest. And now where it's coming into our communities, and I want to make sure it's delivered properly.
Bro.
That's it.
Yo, you just gave me a good-ass idea. This podcast is about to go crazy.
What's up, yo? If you're watching this right now and you're a podcaster, right? And you want to monetize your podcast without brand deals, sponsorships, or a large audience, or maybe you just don't know how. My name is Brendan Boyd, and I can show you how to do that. Most people think you need a large audience, or you need sponsorships, or you need brand deals, but I'm telling you right now, you can make $5,000 to $10,000 every single month with your podcast without any of that stuff. All I need you to do is click the link below, grab my 100K podcast program completely for free, go through the course, and I'll learn the gems that can change your podcast and put you in the right position, all right? I'll see you on the inside.
All right, man, so look, we got Potter Jones Academy, not in real life, but it might be coming in real life.
Sure.
Theoretically,
yeah.
Potter Jones Academy.
Yeah.
People have to come there, right? They're going to get spiced up. They're going to get the information. They're going to put themselves in best situation.
Yeah.
What are three or four things that they have to graduate with? What are these principles that they need, you know what I'm saying, to be successful, to leave this academy, right? What do they need to graduate?
Coachability. You have to be coachable, right? Because we come from all different walks of life. You come in with your own set of knowledge, and you may not be coachable with what I'm teaching you because you've learned something else from someone else.
Mm.
And that's not good, right? You got to leave all of that to the side because what you know will affect what you'll learn, right? So if you come in with an empty mind.
What you know will affect.
Absolutely.
What you know will affect how you grow.
Yes, how you grow. I like that. Yeah. That's clean, you know? So you got to walk in it, open heart, open mind, and, you know, really get immersed in the information. Most of my mentees, they learn the funding process, the credit process, the first time for me. And those are the ones that excel.
Mm.
They're like, yo, this is my Bible. Everything that you taught me, this is how. And when they start speaking it back to me, I get chills. I said that. I put that together. So it feels so good hearing them say, you know, word for word, verbatim, and it's beautiful. So you got to be coachable. You have to be disciplined because, this information, I'm not in your household. I'm not forcing you. This is not high school where you had to wake up every morning and go to school and, you know, your teacher's on your ass about it. And if you didn't graduate, your mom or your family would be on your ass. That's not it.
Yeah.
We're going to give you a set time. We're going to show up. We're going to hold you accountable. But it's just but so much we can do after that.
Yeah.
You know, you also just have to be ready for it because it's going to come. And when it comes, when it hits you, you can't fumble. You got to stay a course. You know, when people say, oh, I need money. I need the money to do this. I want to make this investment. And then they got the money. They didn't do that investment. Yeah. They did something else.
Yeah,
facts. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
you got to be steadfastly disciplined.
Yes.
Not just when you need it.
Yes. But
when you actually have it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and I think you'll succeed like that. Because I'm going to give you everything else. I'll be there with you. Yeah. I'll give you the guidance.
So you got to be ready. Got to be disciplined. Yeah. You got to be coachable.
Absolutely.
I like that. I like that. Yo, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Man, okay. So when it comes to like acquiring and retaining information, we said mentorship.
Sure.
But I want to tap in a little bit to like your journey, right?
Yeah.
So was it any books? You know what I'm saying? Was it any programs? Was it any mentors specifically? What allowed you to get the education that you needed? And then what would you recommend for someone watching and listening to this?
Well, I mean, it was so many books and there was so many mentorships and it's experiences all together. So at this point, there's no one direct thing I could tell someone
to get them started?
Get started, tap into my Discord. Because all the hundreds of thousands of dollars and the hundreds of hours that I put in already
is in
the Discord. Mm. And it's for a very, very discounted price.
What's the price, bro?
$47 a month,
bro. To get access to the Discord?
Which you have just about everything we talked about today. How to fix the credit, how to build the credit, and how to get the funding.
In the Discord.
$47, bro.
And you can start there.
Start right there.
All the information.
All the information.
Nah, you hold it back, bro. There's no way.
I'm telling you.
Everything that we just talked about.
I'm talking about even what I give in a mentorship itself. It's all in the Discord. It's all in there.
So you tell me right now, y'all need this information. My man compiled everything.
Yeah.
Right? It's activated. It's active in there.
Yeah.
Bringing down credit, funding, different ways you could do with it.
Yep.
The tiers.
Tiers in there,
Some coaches, some mentorship.
Listen, everything.
$47?
$47. I'm in there. How many people do you know that are so-called gurus? I'm not a guru. I'm just a student of the game. Always will be, right? I'm actively with the people in the Discord. When you ask the question, when your son's on your mind at 12 a.m. and I'm up, you say, yo, Prada, what do you think about applying with Navy Federal? I'm hitting you back. I don't know, man. How's your credit report? Look, this, that, and the third. Mm. We're active. Now, it's not mentorship in the sense of, you know, you have my phone number and, you know, we're setting up calls, but I'm still right there for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Most people online, they're not there for you. They'll give you some information. They'll go ghost on you.
Yeah.
I'm here with you all the way till you get that back.
$47.
$47, man.
All right, bro. How do they get access to you? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the information? How can they tap in?
Easiest way to join, tap in, whatever the case may be, even if you just got a question, just hit me up on Instagram. I'm 24 hours on Instagram, at PradaJones_ PradaJones_.
So I need to be clear.
Yes.
You got AI in the DM right now. You got bots in the DM?
No bots. You want me to be all the way honest?
You answering the DMs?
Yes. You want me to be all the way honest?
Bro, yeah.
All the way honest. Full transparency. Just recently, I got, not bots, I got chat assassins.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they're dope. But when it's out of their league, they pitch it to me.
Yeah.
If they can't answer a question, they send it to me.
I had to ask because I don't want people to get overzealous.
No, definitely.
And then you got the Jamal bot. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, what's up? This is Pride. I'm excited that you hit me. What you need?
No, I'll be honest.
Ebook. Because, bro, you know what I'm saying?
That's true. I'll be honest, bro. Prior to this, especially when I started blowing up on Instagram, I used to be up 3-4 in the morning every night answering DM because I was just so attached to it, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it just wasn't good for my health, bro. Mm-hmm. I was up every night to make sure I answered questions. I can't live like that.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm not going to be productive enough to actually provide or fulfill what you actually need me for because I'm going through 100 DMs a day. My day is my day. And then at night, I'm in the bed like this. So my eyes shut. Like, come on.
Yeah,
facts. I can't live like that.
Facts.
Yeah.
All right, man. Listen. You told them how to fix the credit.
Yep.
You told them, you know, how much money they can get access to.
Yep.
You said it's for everybody, not just everybody. A certain person.
Everybody. If you're a human being in the U.S. that has a social security number, we can get you active.
You feel like...
Or I-10, right? Those are for people that come from overseas and is a, you know, individual tax identification number. Yeah, so.
What's up, y'all? It's Brendan Boyd, speaker, productivity coach, and host of the Honor Pursuit Podcast. And I want to talk to you all about my brand new book, The 8 Secrets to Success Playbook. Now, this playbook is jam-packed with all sorts of value. So if you're a coach or a consultant or an expert and you're looking to 5X or even 10X your business, you definitely want to grab a copy of this playbook. I'm talking about conversions, lead generation, high ticket offer, continuity offer, the power of speaking, the power of making a book for yourself, promoting, advertising. It's all in this playbook. So you definitely want to make sure that you grab a copy. Click the link below, get a copy of your playbook, and I'll see you on the other side.
One last thing. You feel like, you know, just understanding credit and having access to it is essential. You feel like Absolutely. It's like one of the modern essentials.
Absolutely.
Would you date a girl? She didn't have a credit situation?
I mean, I would, because I know how to get her there. I know how to get her right. I'll just have to see her mindset. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Are you willing to do this? Are you willing to stop buying BS things when you don't need it right now? Leverage the credit and make an investment and take the profits to now go buy what you wanted to buy in the beginning.
Yeah.
That's the process. Instead of having your paycheck go to things that don't have an ROI, use the paycheck to now build the credit, because you can't use the paycheck just to go to the bank and get more money. So you build the credit, use your paycheck, because that's your first investment. Invest in your credit. The credit now is sustained and is structured properly. You use the credit to now leverage for funding. You use the funding to make the investments. Now you get the investments, you get the profits. Once you get the profits, you go back to square one and go buy that bag, that Louis bag.
And then you go get the group home.
Gotta get the group home. That's where it's at.
So, yeah, we're about to wrap up, man. So any last things for the people? You know what I'm saying? Any final words of encouragement? You know, this is your moment right here, bro.
Man, listen, man. I don't care if you follow credit. I don't care if you just running your business and you know, you just on it like, hey, I'm going to just make money by selling things. Whatever it is, focus on personal growth. Personal growth is going to get you everywhere, right? Because most people, they try to figure out the best way to start. But really, you need to start.
You just start.
To find the best way.
Yep.
Right? This is how it goes. And personal growth will allow that. You think hitting your goals is like an achievement, or better yet, making those achievements or is actually hitting goals. It's not quite the same thing.
Yeah.
Because you could fall into achievement, like, just by accident. Oh, I wanted to do podcasts. Oh, it hit, actually.
Yeah.
All right. But you didn't really focus on yourself and that personal goal and that self-development to actually understand the intricacies of podcasting.
Yeah,
if you did that, you'll always hit your goal.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can't just throw the cameras on.
It's predictable.
It's predictable at that point. It's proven strategy. So I want people to just do that. Whatever it is that you want to do, just focus on that thing. Lock in. 12 months to change your life. You lock in for 12 months, it's going to change your life, and then everything else is going to keep hitting.
I like that, man. Yeah. Listen, bro, I appreciate you.
My God.
We got it done.
Yes.
Honor Pursuit Podcast, Prada Jones. Make sure you guys tap in. What's the Instagram one more time for him?
At PRADAJONES _. Prada Jones _.
And he promises that he's really in the DM.
Really?
Part-time, because sometimes it's the other guys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'll see you guys on another episode. Peace.